married woman with that name should be.
It'd just be Mrs. Mrs. Cooper Winslow.
Okay. And what relation would my mother's sister be to me?
Your mother's sister.
Uh huh.
She would be your aunt.
Okay. And a preacher that's not very well trained, who just doesn't have a regular pulpit, just preaches here and there, ain't very good at preaching, you'd call him a
part-time preacher.
Okay. But if he's not very good, you'd call him a...
Heard people make a silly expression of him being a sour preacher.
Uh-huh.
Different things.
Do you ever hear the expression shade tree or jack wagon?
Yeah. Shade tree preacher, jack leg preacher.
What does that mean? It
means it's just not much of a preacher.
Mm-hmm. Shade tree and jack leg means the same?
Yeah.
And the highest rank in the army would be?
Highest rank in the army would be captain, wouldn't it?
Okay. Or, did you ever hear that word captain used in other situations? Maybe you call the man that you worked for a captain, or?
Yeah, I've heard a lot of people that used to be back in the old times when you'd work with a bunch of colored people. They'd always call you captain, captain.
Say the, you know, Robert E. Lee? What rank was he?
Robert E. Lee, he was, I don't remember, now, president or something like that.
Well, he was a
gentleman. He was a general.
Okay. And the man who introduced Kentucky Fried Chicken, he was a... His name was Sanders. He was called...
Was he a general to you?
No, not... It was beneath the general.
Yeah.
He was a colonel.
I never did know what he was.
Do you know what rank, well, besides captain and general, what else is there?
Oh, it's captain and general. Several ranks. Seems like I just ain't no mind to call him off this morning.
What about colonel?
Colonel.
Uh-huh. And the man who presides over a court is called a
judge.
Okay. And a person who goes to school is a...
He's a student if he's going to school.
Okay. And a woman who works in an office and does the typing and...
Go back in.
Takes care of the mail. She'd be called a...
Took care of the mail.
She does the typing and schedules appointments and so forth. She's a...
Bookkeeper?
Or a
secretary.
Okay. And a man on the stage would be an actor. A woman would be a...
She'd be an actor too if she was on the stage.
And if you're born in the United States, then you say your nationality is?
Whatever you are, you're American.
Okay. And what different words were there for colored people?
Colored people, Negro. Some people just say nigger.
Mm-hmm. Is that insulting?
Yeah, it ought to be. I don't think people ought to say that.
Uh-huh. Any joking words?
No, I don't believe you're not around here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. call yourself? You wouldn't be colored, you'd be
white.
Any other names for white people?
They exist, all white.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a child that one parent is black and the other parent's white?
Alabaster.
Okay. What does that mean exactly?
That just means he's half white and half colored.
Uh-huh. And what did colored people used to call the man that they worked for?